This year's Tenasca funds go to the Nottoway County Historical Society and the Maryville Garden Club. The privately held energy company Tenasca completed a major wind project just south of the Iowa state line about 5 years ago. When the turbines went in, the company pledged to give back to the community, explains County Commissioner Chris Burns.
That's an agreement we had. They'd like to help with the local civic groups and stuff like that. So they donate $15,000 to Nottoway County for us to reciprocate to local groups that are non-government affiliation and non-for-profit.
That annual grant will keep coming for some time, said Burns.
25 years that they've offered to do that with us, or partnered with us on that.
Members of both the Garden Club and the Historical Society are on hand today to receive their checks from the commissioners. That's $5,000 for the Garden Club and $2,000 for the Historical Society. The other $8,000 of Tenasca funds went to the community building by the airport, the North Star Advocacy Center, and the County Big Brothers Big Sisters Club. Those grants were distributed earlier this year. An informal ceremony is followed by picture taking and donuts. It's an exciting day for Billy Mackey. She is president of the Maryville Gardeners Club and also sits on the board of the Historic Society. The Society's grant will go towards the historic Maryville home it maintains as a museum.
It was built, I believe, in 1847. And it's a money pit, I'm not going to lie, but it's a rarity. In fact, we believe it may be the oldest home in the Platte purchase.
Money for the Garden Club? That is going towards a major update to the gardens at the intersection of South Main Street in Lincoln. For the past few years, the club had been struggling to keep up with maintenance there.
And it's 1,400 square feet of flowers and shrubs and weeds. And so we approached the city about doing something different there with contained beds.
The city liked the plan and gave a chunk of money to the project. Today's donation from Tenasca, alongside a contribution from the Federated Garden Clubs of America, will cover the rest of the work. That work is now largely complete, and Mackey hopes the community will enjoy it.
We didn't do this just for us, to make it easier for us. We did it so that a lot of people could enjoy it.
Commissioners took the day to recognize the county's ongoing partnership with Tenasca. In addition to these annual donations, the wind project brings significant tax revenue and economic benefit to the region.